Countless books over the years have fired me with an urge to write, but one book actually propelled me to do it. That book was Longitude by Dava Sobel. Published in the US in 1995 and in the UK the following year, Longitude is a small book, only 184 pages of large type in A5 format, totaling less than 40,000 words. And yet this pocket-sized book had a huge impact on the publishing world and on me. Longitude tells the story of John Harrison, a humble Yorkshire watchmaker who won a British government prize in the 18th century for solving the problem of navigation at sea by designing a clock which would keep accurate time on ships. It is a simple yet universal tale of a poor but hard-working man, an underdog who pits his skills against the ruling establishment and triumphs, yet ends his days unrecognised and largely unrewarded. The book became an immediate and international success, shooting into bestseller lists, winning publishing awards and spawning television dramatisations. Sobel, a freelance American journalist, was able to give up the day job and become a full-time author. Longitude marked a milestone in publishing by providing a serious study of an important historical event told in an accessible, vivid style for a general reader. The book's success has even been dubbed the Sobel Phenomenon for kick-starting a trend in popular history. Sobel had encountered the story when she covered an academic conference on Harrison. Her article in an obscure journal was spotted by a New York publishing house, which asked her to write the book. Some academics, who had devoted their working lives to researching the intricacies of Harrison's complex timepieces, were baffled and not a little peeved that Sobel's miniature book achieved such enormous success when their great scholarly works had reached tiny audiences. Some quibbled over her lack of footnotes, her condensation, her simplification, but this was missing the point. What Sobel did was to turn a significant human story into a page-turning read through a strong narrative thread, rich detail and animated style. I distinctly remember the moment I heard about Longitude. A cold chill rippled through me. I too was a freelance journalist writing about science. I too wanted to give up the day job and devote myself to writing books. I had tried writing fiction with little success. But here, at last, was the way that I could use my journalistic skills to write a book. I knew that amazing stories and incredible characters, at least as compelling as Harrison and his clocks, lurked in the dark archives of medical history. Now I was determined to dredge up those tales and bring them into the light. Naively, I took my idea, a four-page proposal for a book about the 18th century surgeon and anatomist John Hunter, direct to the publisher's Fourth Estate, for the simple reason that they had published Longitude. They were mildly encouraging and suggested a small advance. But in an uncharacteristically brazen moment, I found myself an agent and a significantly better deal. My first book, The Knife Man, was published in 2005. So on the 20th anniversary of Longitude, I want to raise a glass to Dava Sobel.